Welcome to the Yossi Schmidt Show, presented by Team World Supporter. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the recent attacks on the men in blue, the women in blue, everyone in blue, our police, and what the blue really do every single day that they work, and every single day that they go out there for us. It is for obvious reason why I'm talking about it. I'm not going to deny it. We had Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, Kim Potter, and Duante Wright, and the other cases that we recently had. So, let's get right into it. There are a couple of bad apples in the police force. We cannot deny that. There are a couple of racists. But overall, the police join forces and they put their lives at risk to protect you and I. And they go ahead and they literally take an oath to protect the citizens of that town, that city. And they go ahead and put their lives at risk each day that they put on their own uniform. Please don't forget that. And in this episode, I will be talking more about this. Now, in the case of George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, it's not even clear that Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd intentionally. It's not even clear that he even murdered him. The autopsy came back that he died of drug overdose. So, I mean, yes, he was declared guilty, but come on, guys. If you think that was a fair trial where three big politicians spoke up and said, you better make the right decision, and they live in Minneapolis, where they would die, I mean, that cannot be a fair trial. Come on. Give us a little break. Now, am I saying that he is right for putting his knee on his back for 9 minutes? No, I'm not saying that he's right for putting his knee on his back for 9 minutes. Come on. You don't need to be a human to say that he's wrong for doing that. But he was resisting arrest, and he was giving the guy trouble. So, how long? I don't know, but not 9 minutes. Come on. Now, let's take a look at Kim Potter. She made a mistake. A genuine mistake, which I personally cannot figure out how on earth a person who puts their life at risk, like I said earlier, can make that mistake. But she wanted to tase Duante Wright because he was resisting arrest and he was being unruly. But she wanted to tase him and she took out her gun. I mean, how does that happen? Yes, mistakes happen. But when it's with human lives, let's not put it at race. And let's put it at the fact is, how can such an officer make a mistake? She resigned following the story, of course. But again, how can she make such a mistake? I don't know. I am not her. I wasn't there. And she's like, oh crap, I shot him. So let's face the facts and realize that race isn't the issue over here. The issue over here was that she made a mistake. A mistake that shouldn't have been able to be made between me and you. I mean, I'm not a cop, so I can't put myself in her shoes. I just am allowed to speculate on, you know, my thoughts. But overall, if you think about it, the police officers that put on their uniform, they go out day in, day out. You think that they go ahead and they just pull people over, they get speeding tickets, they arrest people. I remember when I was younger, around a block from me, a officer did a random pullover, and the guy took out a gun and shot him point blank 3 times, I think. Died on the spot. These officers put themselves in risk's way for your sake. And for your sake, because they want us to be able to live safely. Doesn't that mean something to you? I mean, and here you go, defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. These people go somewhere. They don't know that they could be shot or can't be shot. There's reasons why they're trained, and there's a reason why they go to school, but they know what they're getting themselves into. And you're not becoming an officer. I'm waiting for you to become an officer, but you're not, because you know there's risks involved. But here you go shouting, defund the police, defund the police. Maybe before you think about defunding the police, and before you think about punishing the police officers, maybe you should realize what the police actually do for us. How they put themselves at risk, even a stupid stopover for a speeding ticket could result in them getting shot. Seriously, think about what you're getting yourself into. These men and women, they are heroes. They are true heroes who put their lives at risk every single day. Think, how can I, a human being who is not a cop, knock them for what they do and say defund the police? Maybe we should have an audit or something, but defunding the police when they put themselves at risk for us? Come on! Enough is enough. So next time you think about defunding the police, and next time you think about protesting to defund the police, please think twice. That's all I have to say. Now, I have a little announcement to make. Coming soon to TeenWorldSupporter.com, there will be daily news updates at night. So you don't have to go to all these news sites and check it and everything. Yes, Teen World Supporter will still be doing news aggregating on all our social media platforms. WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. But also, coming soon, there will be daily news updates on our website. Stay tuned. Please leave us a review on either Podchaser or iTunes, as it really helps us climb the charts. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please remember to subscribe to us, follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, and stay tuned for the next one. Thank you so much.